We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, paragraph Tes Zayin. V'zeh bechinas Tefillin deRashi uTefillin deRabbeinu Tam. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why we have two types of Tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Shehem machmas sofek eich lohoniach haparshis bebatim, which is based on a question as to how, what order the parshis should be in the batim, in the boxes. And we mentioned this previously, we reiterate that this machlokes does not originate from Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's mentioned in the Tikkunei Zohar, and there it explains kabbalistically what the differences are between the order that the parshis are put in according to what we call Rashi Tefillin versus the order of Rabbeinu Tam. Ube'emes shnehem emes. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is both of them are right. Utzrichim shnehem, and we need both. Ze bechinas mashikosav shem besoif ha-toiranal, and this is related to what Rabbeinu Zal says there towards the end of the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is chapter 72, in the second half of Likutei Moran. In that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about humility. He goes into a lot of depth explaining what humility is, what humility isn't. And towards the end, Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shebe'emes einonu yoidim mahu shiflis, that the truth is, we don't really know what humility is, what real humility is. Ki bevadai ein hakavono lihiois otzel v'roya mazel. Because one thing is for sure, humility is not being a lazy schlepper or a nebbish, you know, a person who can't do anything right or claims not to be able to do anything. That's not humility. The Hainu Shlemazalnik, what they call in Yiddish Shlemazalnik. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal says that. And Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, so then what is it? Then what is humility? Utzrichim levakesh harbe me'ashem yisborach lizgois la'anova amitius. Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person has to daven very hard to really beg Hashem to guide me, what is true humility? What's real humility? Not fake or phony humility. Ube'inyin ze yesh harbe ledaber. Rav Nosson Zal says, and regarding this, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to say. Ukvar mevur mize ktsas leil ubemokom acher. We've already explained a little about this earlier and in other places. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Mi sheroitze lihiyos Yehudi be'emes, a person who wants to be a real loyal Jew, a real observant Jew, tzorech lihiyos gibor chayil, has to be very strong and powerful. Velihiyos chozok moid, sheyeloi azus digdusha lamoid keneged kol minei moinim umesisim umakvim. The person requires a holy type of brazenness to stand up to all kinds of obstacles, seducers, and all kinds of people who would want to make fun of what they're doing in religion, and all kinds of people who would want to prevent him or turn him away from being really loyal to Hashem and really observant. Hein menias mi bachutz, whether it's obstacles that are outside the person, mi bnei odom acherim, from other people, kroivim urachoikim, people that are close to you, sometimes it could be a close relative, a parent, a wife, a child, urachoikim, or sometimes it's people that are not close to you in any way, and yet they can become obstacles to block the person or to confuse the person, you know, from serving Hashem properly. That's one set of obstacles from outside the person. Hein menios mitzad atzmoi. And then there's the obstacles from within yourself, the fact that a person's own thoughts trouble him and confuse him a lot, every single day, at all times, umachlishim daitoy harbe, and it weakens them, it discourages the person tremendously. His own thoughts discourage him. Veroitzim lahapiloi becholeis, and the Yetzirah, the Satan, the evil inclination, is trying to knock the person down at all times. Vetzorech lihiyos chazok harbe lamoid keneged kulam, and a person has to be very, very strong to be able to stand up to all of these different assorted obstacles. Al pi hadrochim v'ho'etzois v'hischaskus ha'ne'morim b'sforov ha'kdoshim, especially by following the paths and the advice and the encouragement that's found in the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, in Rabbi Nachman's Sforim, ha'meshivim es ha'nefesh b'shiva meshivei tam, which restore a person's soul. They give a person every kind of possible encouragement that a person could possibly need to be able to stand up to all the obstacles and all the problems. Bechol mine yeridoi sheboilam, they restore the person and give the person the ability to hold on and to come back from all types of downers, all types of falls that a person could possibly experience in Yiddishkeit. Nimtza. So based on what we're saying now, we see from this, shetzrichin azus v'hischaskus harbe, that to be an observant religious Jew, a person needs azus, chutzpah, brazenness, and encouragement. Livli lahaniach es atzmoi lipoil b'shum oifen, shum nefila b'alma, not to allow oneself to fall whatsoever, no kind of fall whatsoever. Vafilu sheloi lahachlish daitoi, and not even to allow himself to be discouraged. Rak liyoy someach becholeis bechazdei Hashem v'tuvoi, but rather to be happy at all times in thinking of Hashem's kindness and goodness to me. Kimavura b'makoymois acherim harbe, as is explained in many other places in our teachings. So on one hand, we're seeing here that being religious means being tough, strong, brazen, constant encouragement, which seems to be very different from humility. V'ze b'chinas v'yigba liboy b'darkei Hashem. And this is what's referred to in a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter on Likutei Moran, where the pasuk says about Yehoshaphat, v'yigba liboy b'darkei Hashem, that his heart was high in the ways of Hashem. He felt gavoy alev is miloshen gaiva. He took pride in serving Hashem. Shezet sorich kol odom. This is something that every single person needs. V'yafal pikein. And even after we've said all of this, geus v'gasus hu isur godol. Arrogance and being a big shot, being bloated, is very forbidden. Vehu toyavas Hashem. It's the most despicable thing. It's something Hashem finds extremely despicable. So how do you figure this out? How does a person navigate here? On one hand, we're saying be tough, be strong. You're going to have obstacles. You have people trying to knock you down. And you have to be very tough, strong, stand up tall. And on the other hand, you're telling me to be humble. It seems to be contradictory. But rather, rak le'alkein tzrichin rak levakesh mi'Hashem yisborach. Therefore, the only solution, if a person wants to get this right, if a person wants to know what's arrogance, what's humility, when am I supposed to be tough? When am I supposed to be soft? When am I supposed to put my head down, turn the other cheek, and when shouldn't I? Tzrichin rak levakesh mi'Hashem yisborach lizkois la'anova amiti iskanal. A person has to beg Hashem to be zeichet to true humility. Sheshom ho anovo vahagadlus digdusha hakoy lechod lagamri. Where when a person reaches true humility, there greatness and humility go together. They're not a contradiction. They don't contradict each other whatsoever. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of the entire Jewish nation, he was the rabbi of all the prophets. He was the rabbi of all the rabbis. He was the chief justice of the Supreme Court. He was on top of everything. And at the same time, the Torah says he had no problem being the most humble person. Kama Shekosu, as the Torah describes Hashem, במקום גדולוסוי, שם אתה מצוין וסנוסוי. In the same place where you see Hashem's greatness, you see Hashem's humility. In one of the places in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about the avodah of Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year in many ways. That's the one day when the Kohen Gadol went into the Holy of Holies and atoned for all the sins. That's the climax of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And one of the major avodahs of Yom Kippur was that they would take two goats, two ezim or se'irim. In Hebrew, the word ez or so'ir is a goat. And these two goats had to look identical, to be very careful, to try to make sure same color, same height, same look, everything the same. And they would take these two goats. One of them was so'ir l'Hashem. One of them was one of the holiest sacrifices that was brought on Yom Kippur and in the entire year. And its blood was sprinkled in the Holy of Holies. This is the so'ir l'Hashem. The other one was called so'ir l'Azazel, upon which the Kohen transferred all the sins of all the Jewish people of the entire year. All of that was put on that soil, Azazel, and it wasn't. Its blood was not sprinkled anywhere. This soil was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash for a long walk to a mountain, a special mountain, where the soil was pushed off the mountain. They didn't even shecht it. There was no slaughtering. There was no, you know, all the usual holy ceremonies that we perform on a sacrifice were not performed here. They simply pushed it off the mountain. As it fell down the mountain, it got torn to pieces. And in this manner, the sins of the Jewish people were dissolved. So we have these two goats that look identical. And now, how did they decide? How did they determine which goat should be the Soir Lashem, this super holy, holy, holy sacrifice, and which one should be the Soir La'azazel? The word Azazel, by the way, it's brought, makes up the first words of Ze Le'umas Ze Ose Elokim. This opposite that Hashem created. Hashem created the Tumah to be opposite, equal opposite, parallel to the Kedusha. That sometimes they could both look identical. One is super holy, one is super unholy. So we have these two goats. How did we decide which is which? The answer is we didn't. It was done by drawing lots. When you draw lots, you're not applying your own intellect in any way whatsoever. You're saying, put it in Hashem's hands. Flip a coin. Whatever Hashem makes it fall, that's the one it's going to be. Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halachos over there, that's an incredible explanation of what we're learning about here. Because there is something called Azus de Kedusha. Azus means brazenness. We spoke here about Azus de Kedusha, which is the first paragraph in Shulchan Aruch says that if you want to be religious, you got to be ready to take heat. You're going to have opposition, and you're going to have people make fun of you. And if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. If you think you're not ready for that, then you have a problem becoming religious or being religious, because that's reality. It's going to be there. If you can handle it, if you can toughen yourself to be able to handle it the right way, to make yourself tough skin, that if somebody takes a shot at you, they insult you, embarrass you, so what? It slides off. That's Azus de Kedusha. And then we have the Mishnah that says, Az Ponim LeGehenim, that one of the most ugly, despicable, terrible characteristics that a human being can possibly have is Azus, brazenness, chutzpah. It's the worst of the worst. That's used to speak about people who do things that are extremely ugly in Hashem's face, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, how are we supposed to figure out which is which? And the Shulchan Aruch warns that you should know that the Yetzer Hara will play with you. Sometimes he's going to offer you Azus, and it's the other kind of Azus. Sometimes he's going to tell your father, because your father, you know the halacha better than him. So what, you know the halacha? There's laws about how to deal with that. When you want to point out something to your father, to your rabbi, there's a way to do it, and there's a way you're not allowed to do it, etc. So the question is, how do we figure out which is Azus? Because they both seem, they can both look almost identical. Rav Nosson Zal says, that's these two goats. Ez means a goat. The reason why goats are called Ezim is because they are brazen. They got a lot of chutzpah goats. and they're identical. The two, the Sor Lashem, the Eiz Lashem, the Sor Lazozel, look exactly alike. Therefore, if you're going to try to use your Seichel to figure it out, very likely you're going to make mistakes. What can you do? Put it in Hashem's hands. What is Goro? Saying, Hashem, you choose. You guide me. You direct me. You open my mind to be able to see with clarity what's Azaz Digdusha and what's Azaz the Sitrachra. That's the only way a person can hope to get it right. Obviously, you learn a lot of Torah. You try to learn everything the Torah has to say, defining Azaz of Kedusha, what a person should do, can do, may, etc., and what's the definition of Azaz the Sitrachra. But after all of that learning, we know Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in chapter 1 of Likutei Moran that the Yetzirah is Nislabei Shel Mitzvos. He's very shrewd. He's very smart. And his power is to make wrong look right and right look wrong. He'll make a person feel weak and you know, when they're supposed to be strong and tough. And then when they're supposed to be strong and tough, suddenly makes them weak. Rabbeinu Zal says, before a person, when a person's about to do a sin, then the Satan gives him all the chutzpah he needs, not to be afraid of Hashem. So what, Hashem? So what? He goes ahead and does the sin. Right after he did the sin, suddenly he becomes Mr. Humility. Ooh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed of what I did. I can never face Hashem. So I can't put on tefillah. I can't do anything because, look, I messed up so terribly. Rabbeinu Zal says the guy would have just flipped it over, done the opposite. When he was about to do the sin, that was the time to turn on the humility and the shyness and all of that before you do the sin, to prevent you from doing the sin. After you do the sin, Hashem wants you to have the Azaz Tikdusha to say, Hashem, I'm back. I'm back. I know I did a terrible, terrible thing, but I'm not going to make it worse by leaving, by quitting. That's going to make it even worse. So this is a little bit of a clarification of what we're learning here now. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to relate this to Rashi Tfilin and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Ki Tfilin d'Rashi heim bechinas shem havaya keseder. Rashi Tfilin, it's brought, the Parshias there, the order of the Parshias in Rashi Tfilin follows the format of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Sheshom hachasodim yoitzim tchila, where when it's in that order, the chesed goes out first, and the chesed is more dominant. Utfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, whereas in the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, heim bechinas shinui tziruf horishoin shel shem havaya, the first two letters of the yud kei vav kei are flipped around. Instead of yud hei, I'm sorry, no, we'll see in a minute, hu shinui tziruf horishoin shel shem havaya, it's a change of the first combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The one Rashi is Havaya Keseder, which is the first Tziruf. Rabbeinu Tam is a change of that. Sheshom Hahei Koidemes Levov. In the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, the last Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that last Hey and the Vav switch places. So it becomes Yud Hey Hey Vav. The two heys are together. And the hey there represents midas hadin, female, tzimtzum, din. When the two heys are together, watch out. It's trouble. That's considered, that's why Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin are referred to more as midas hadin, whereas Rashi tefillin are more midas hachesed, yud kei, vav kei, where in both halves, in the yud kei, the male precedes the female. In vav kei, the male precedes the female. So the chesed is on top. The chesed is dominant. Whereas in Rabbeinu Tam, it's yud, hey, hey, vav. In Rashi Tfilin, it's kadesh, v'hoyo kiviyacha, shma, v'hoyo mshamoa. Kadesh corresponds to yud. We've mentioned this many times, that kodesh, the Gemara says, ein kedusha pochis miyud. You can, that kedusha requires 10. So we see kadesh is yud, 10. Vahoya is the hay. Vahoya kiviyacha, vahoya im shamoya, that's the hays. So vahoya kiviyacha is the first hay. Shma, the six words, Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, is that vav of yud kei vav kei. Shma corresponds to the yud. And vahoya im shamoya corresponds to the final hey. That's Rashi Tefillin, which represents chesed, joy, happiness. It's brought that the first letters of Yismechu Hashamayim V'Sogel Horetz spells Yud Kei Vav Kei. So when the letters are in that order, it's simcha, it's joy, it's chesed. Whereas in Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it's Kadesh, Vohoyo Kiviyacho, Vohoyo Im Shamoya, and then the Shema. The Hays are together, and the Tikkun Ezer shows when the Hays are together, they're more powerful. Shehu Bechinas Gevurois Koidmin Lechasodim. So that in the format of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, the Gevurois precede the Chasodim. The Hay precedes the Vav, Kimavur Bekavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu, and now Rav Nosson Zal ties this into our discussion. Ki chasodim ugvurois heim bechinas shoyresh ho'anovo v'hagadlus. Kindness and harshness are the source, are the roots of humility versus arrogance. Ki anovo ze bechinas ayin. Because another word for humility is ayin, nothing, I'm nothing. Bechinas chasodim, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that always represents a concept of chasodim, kindness. The higher you go up in holiness, the more a level of kindness it is. The keser, the crown of Hashem, the highest light is called ayin, where the Zohar Kodesh says over there, there is no left, there's only right. There's no right and left. Up in the keser, there's only right, there's only chesed. So that's ayin, that's humility. Humility goes together with kindness. The gadlus, whereas arrogance, haughtiness, zebechinas dinim ugvurois, that represents midas hadin, judgment, harshness, bechinas yeshus, where I'm a somebody, I'm not a nobody, I'm not nothing, I'm somebody. Kimavur b'mokam achar, as we explain, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in other places. Ube'emes, the truth is, b'sharoshom b'gdusha shneim tzrichim. If you trace them back to their origin, to their roots, they're both necessary. Hashem needs humility and greatness. The tzaddikim need humility and greatness. Every Jew has to be humble, has to have humility, and has to be very strong, very powerful. Ki shneihem echod kanal. Because they're both really one. The right kind of greatness is not arrogance, it's humility. A person who knows that he can do the job, he sees there are people around and nobody can do the job, and he says, okay, I'll do it. If I'm able to do it, let me do it. And he goes and does the job. That's not arrogant. Oh, big shot. He could, not a big shot. I waited. If there was anybody else that could have done it, I would have been happy to have them do it. They're not, so I'm happy to do it. Not because I'm not better. Hashem blessed. Hashem gave me this knowledge. You can do other things better than I can. So this thing I happen to know, so I'm doing it. It has nothing to do with arrogance whatsoever. So in their source, in holiness, they're both good and they're both really one. Humility and greatness are one. Avolemato, but down below, when it spirals down into this Olam HaSheker, into this world of falsehood, Yesh Sofek, Eze Bechina Tzrichin Laham Shetchila Alatzmoy. It becomes questionable, which one should I try, should I take upon myself first? Which comes first? The humility or the greatness? The chicken or the egg? Which comes first? Ki Koshe Lamoit Aladovor Kanal. Because sometimes it's very difficult to figure out what to do. Should I step back or should I step forward? Should I initiate something? I want to come close to the tzaddik. Should I call him? Should I chase it? Should I? Or should I keep a low profile? Which is going to be better? Al kein tzrichim lohoniach shneihem. This is why we're required to wear both tefillin, Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The chasodim and the gevurois, you need both. Ki tzrichim shneim, we need both. V'zehu, and listen to this now. This is why the Gemara says in Eruvin, page 95, mokim yesh baroish lohaniach bo shnei tefillin. When the Gemara defines the area on the head where you should weigh a tefillin, where's the proper area and where's improper. The Gemara says, you should know Hashem designed our heads that it can even fit two pairs of tefillin. That there's enough room on the head in the kosher area to put two pairs of tefillin. So Rav Nosson says, look what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that Hashem created us to be available for both pairs of tefillin. Shemarames al tefillin derashi for the Rabbeinu Tam kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is a remez to the two pairs of tefillin that a Jew is supposed to be wearing. Hainu, meaning shebeemes yesh mokim baharoish v'hamoyach lo niyach shnei tefillin, meaning that there's room in the brain for both. A person can have humility and can have brazenness. He can have anova and azis digdusha at the same time, and it's not a contradiction. Hainu laham shalatzmoy shnei abechinas now. The hainu lihiyos onov be'emes, to be truly humble, v'loyiyah b'liboy shum tzad geyus v'gasus klal, and he doesn't have any arrogance or big shoddiness in his heart whatsoever, v'yafal pikein, yeh ishchayel v'gibar godol. And despite that, he's powerful, he's strong, he's the first one to jump when there's an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to help somebody, to save somebody. He don't want to be second. He's there first. He shows up first in shul, first in this. Person would say a humble person is the last guy to come into shul. Baloney, not true at all. Person can be the first one in shul every day out of humility, out of respect for Hashem. Because I know really I'm not the first, Hashem is the first one. And the last thing in the world I want to do is insult Hashem that Hashem's hanging out waiting for people to show up. So of course I'm going to make it my business to be there first. But that's not out of arrogance, that's out of humility. And not to be a lazy good for nothing. Shekern shlimazalnik, you know, shlamazel, klal, whatsoever. The kanal, as we explained earlier, shezeh bechina shnei hatfillin, the Rashi or the Rabbeinu Tam kanal. This is the concept of these two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Alkein tzrichim lohaniach shneim daika. This is why a good Jew wears both. He wants the chasodim, he wants the gvurois. He wants the anova, and he wants the gedula. Like it says about Hashem, b'mokim shatamaitse gedulosoi, shamat, Hashem is gedula and anova, the tzadikim are gedula and anova, I want both. I want to be strong, quick, as powerful when I'm supposed to, and I want to be shy and humble and low profile when I'm supposed to. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a discussion about the brachas that we make in the morning, which are called Birchas HaShachar. And he's going to tie that in also to the chapter in Likut Imran that this is based on. Once he's expounding on that chapter in Likut Imran, this topic of Anova, he's going to use that to swing into, right after we put on film, what do? We say Birchas HaShachar. V'zeh b'chinas Birchas HaShachar. Ki kishekom imeh ha-sheino. This is paragraph Yud Zayin. Because when a Jew gets up from his sleep, the first thing we do is we say modani, that you're allowed to say even without washing your hands, because it doesn't have Hashem's name in it or anything like that. But as soon, right after modani, the next move is washing your hands. Negelvasser, al netilas yadayim. This is why, according to the Zohar Kodesh, Sifrei Chassidus and everything, even though according to Halacha, it's possible, you're allowed to walk up to Dalet Amos, there's all kinds of heter, or if to the bit, first choice, no question. There's a big, big difference if a person prepares this Negel Vasser by the bed and doesn't walk at all. According to the many tzaddikim, not even to put your feet on the floor, that your feet don't touch the floor until after you wash Negel Vasser. Even if you have to swing over, your feet dangle. After Negel Vasser, that's when your feet can touch your slippers or you hit the ground. Because getting up in the morning is also a type of tchias ha-mesim. We were talking earlier about tchias ha-mesim, the dead coming back to life. When I get up in the morning, that's a version of tchias ha-mesim. We make this broch every morning that Hashem returns our souls to our dead bodies, the cadavers, pegorim. ועיקר תחייה סמי סמהו שנחיה השיפלוס, שנחיה השיפלוס ואנובה כנל. And as we learned earlier, in תחייה סמי סמהו, when the dead are going to come back to life, what part of the person? It's the humility of the person that's going to come back to life. That's the part that's going to go through תחייה סמי סמהו. We quoted the psukim, יקומון הקיצו ורננו שייכני אופר. They will get up and wake up and sing, who? Shaykh Neofar, those who are lying in the ground. And the Gemara says, Mi she'nase shochein le'ofar bechayov. We're not talking about that he's lying in the ground now. We're talking about a person who, while he was living, he was a Shaykh Neofar. He kept a low profile. He tried to stay under the radar as much as possible. Not to show, not to be showy in any way, flashy, showy. She'zeh nimshach mi bi'urei ha'toyrah. How does a person achieve that shiflus in anova? Through the bi'urei ha'toyrah, shenimshochem mehisnoitetzut samoichen, which a person gets to those bi'urei ha'toyrah through the brain being activated, turned on, which we said happens by looking at the tzaddik. And when the tzaddik looks at us, he causes this hisnoitetzut samoichen, which leads to bi'urei ha'toyrah, which leads to anova and shiflus and yira. This we learned earlier. וזה בחינס המים של נטילה שצריכים ליטול ידה בשחרס. With this we'll understand why we wash our hands with water in the morning. זה בחינס מימי התוירו שנמשוכים בחינס ורוח הליקים הרחפס על פני המועים. These are the waters of Torah. Torah is compared to water in many places. So these are the waters of Torah which we're drawing upon ourselves. From the ruach alikim, from the Holy Spirit, which hovers over the water. Kama shekosav shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moharan. Umishom nimshochim elu hamayim, that's where these waters come from, shebohem noitlin umetarim hayodayim mi sitra demoisa. The waters which we're using to wash our hands with and purify our hands from the tumah, from the sitra achra, from the death, shenechas b'shas hashena, which attached itself to our hands while we were sleeping. כי על ידי המים שהם בחינס ביורי התוירה זויכן לתחייה סמייסם. Because through the waters, which we said are explanations of Torah, water represents explanations of Torah, that helps us achieve bringing the dead back to life. דהיינו שנחיה השיפלוס והנובה, meaning again that the humility is activated. נמצא שנזבטל על ידי זה סיטרו דמייסה. When we activate the humility, we deactivate the satan, the yetzer hara, who's the opposite. V'al kein tzrichin l'tayher bohem yodov kishekomem me'ashen k'nal. This is why we wash our hands with water when we get up. Why the hands? Rav Nosson Zal mentions this in other places. Because gaiva, when the Torah speaks about gaiva, it says you're going to eat, you're going to get food, you're going to get bloated, v'ram l'vecho, you're going to forget Hashem, and you're going to say, koichi va'oitzem yodi oso li eschai hazeh. I made this. I built this company. I built this house. I built this fortune. I built this family. It's the hands. The hands are, the Gemara says, yodayim askoni esen. The hands are the most active part of the body in doing. So the hands are where the Yetzirah can attach himself to and convince the person that it's my hands. Koichi oitzem yodi. Koyach is the chofches pirkin diodayim. Koach is 28. The hand has four. Each hand has 14 parts. That's why it's called yad. The thumb has two. The other fingers have three each. 3, 6, 9, 12, 14. 14 times 2 is 28. That's koach. Koichi v'oitzem yodi built up all of this. So therefore, what do? We pour the water on it. Water is the bi'urei ha'toyra, the meimei ha'toyra. And we said the bi'urei ha'toyra help the person to attain the shiflus, the anova, the tchiyas hameisim, the chaim nitzchim. Paragraph yudches, v'zeh b'chinas birchas asher yotzar, shemavorchem baboiker al hanakovim. And this is why we make the bracha in the morning asher yotzar, when a person relieves themselves, k'tanem, g'doylim, ki geyus de sitra achra, hu b'chinas avoy de zora. Because the wrong kind of arrogance is called avodah zarah. There's a pasuk, toyavas Hashem kol gvalev. It is disgusting to Hashem, it's despicable to Hashem, all types of gaiva. Gaiva is called toyeva, and avodah zara is called toyeva. Ki tsoya, it is compared to excrement. There are psukim that compare avodah zara to excrement. Ki nimshach mi psoiles gomor shel gashmias vasiya, because gaiva, arrogance, comes from the super waste of the most materialistic aspect of this physical world. That's what gaiva is coming from. Shehu moisrois gomor, which is totally excess. It's excessiveness. Sheze b'chinas geyus, and that's what arrogance is. Shehu moisrois. It's something that's excessive, too much. Come on, person's talking too much about themselves or thinking too much about themselves. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 31, u'meshalim al yeser oisei gaiva vavuz. Hashem pays back those who have gaiva. It uses the word yeser. Yeser means extra, moisrois. Gaiva, klipois, sitrachra are referred to as excesses or excessive. They have this famous term today, excessive, compulsive, excessive behavior. That word excess is another word for the sitrachra. Yeser, moisrois. Ukemavur leil, as we explained earlier, shezeo bechinas meleches tupecha unekavecha biyoim hiborecha kainonu. If you recall last shiur or two shiurim ago when we spoke about the Navi reprimanding Hiram, the king, and he said to him, big shah, what are you holding yourself so big for? Your drums and the music in your body, when your body releases gases and everything, that was prepared from when you were first created. You, who created you? Where did you come from? The one who created you made you this way. And he made you this way to keep you in check. Like whenever a person starts feeling big and arrogant, suddenly he sees the body releasing these foul odors and this total waste junk. And it reminds him, look, this is coming. This is what I am. This is coming from me. So how can I consider myself so big? Al kein, therefore, kishem esoyru me'ashena, when we get up from sleep, shubchinas tchias amesim, that's like the dead coming back to life, b'chinas anova, humility, tzrichim levorech asher yotzar al nakovim. We make this special bracha over the openings of our body. We're acknowledging that again, that Hashem created me and Hashem made me this way. How Hashem has created us in such an incredible, wondrous way. He designed us and created us with incredible ingenuity. That the body has the ability, it's capable of sorting out the good from the bad and pushing out the junk, the excessiveness. Shem b'chinas gaiva, which is the gaiva. Shezeh hakoyach nimshach mehisnoitzet tzamoichin. We said that the humility comes from the hisnoitzet tzamoichin. This is also humility, driving out the excesses, getting rid of anything excessive. Shaydezeh machnien sitra demoisa shebchinas gaiva. Through this, we weaken and defeat the sitra achra, which is compared to gaiva. And this is why the bracha begins with the fact that Hashem created us with chachma. Bechachma daika. This is called chachma, ki hi chachma gedoila levarer hatoiv mitoich hapsoilis. Because this is the real chachma in this world. The real chachma is to be able to sort out the good from the bad. To be able to distinguish, because it's all mishmash. From the time of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, because Adam and Chav ate from that tree, everything got mixed up. And the chachma in this world is not to take everything. Some people think the best thing you can do is what? Grab everything. Take as much as you can. That's not the secret of success. The secret of success is to be able to distinguish what's good, what's bad, what's healthy and unhealthy. And if it's unhealthy, if they're giving it out for free, I don't want it. They're giving me samples of cigarettes or junk food or other free. It's free. What could be better? What could be healthier than that when you don't have to pay no money for it? Not interested if it's moisturized. So the real chachma is to separate, to differentiate the good from the bad, from the waste matter. Shehu chayei hodom. That's life. That's the life of the person. Shenimshach michayim hanal, which comes from chayim nitzchiyim, you know, from anova. Velidchois hapsoiles legamri. And to reject, to push out, to get rid of the stuff that's total waste matter. V'alkein be'emes mevorchen al ze umafli lasis. And this is why we finished the bracha. Chachma isn't big enough for this. We use the word pele. Pele is keser. Pele is wondrous. That this is wonder. This isn't just chachma. This is pele. Ki hu pele godol ma'oid. Haflei v'fele. Because this is the most incredible, incredible thing. The ability, the knowledge to recognize that there's good and bad in this world, and to be able to sort it out, to be able to know what's what, and to be able to reject the bad, to get rid of the bad, and to take only the good. And just like the body performs this, when you put stuff into the body, so too the person has to be very, very intelligent with chokhmah amiti. Not when I'm talking about biology or zoology. We're talking about chokhmah amiti, the chokhmah of Hashem, the chokhmah of the Torah, which teaches us levarer hachius, to extract the good portion, the life, shehu hu anovo amitius, which is the true humility, mitoich hageius, from the arrogance, shehu psoiles gomor, which is totally unnecessary, excessive, junk, it's total garbage. Shezehu birur hatoiv mehara. This is the sorting out of the good from the bad. Shelo yenichshal ba'anova psula, oy begeus gomor chas v'shalom kanal. Meaning also that a person should be careful. You're looking for humility, but don't fall for false humility. There's a false humility. Watch out. Don't take the bait. Or something that's complete gaiva. Don't go near that. When it says that a Jew should be, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Hevi az kanomer, gibor kwari, he wasn't talking about gaiva. He was talking about being strong and powerful, servant, to serve Hashem. But remember your place, you're a servant, you're not king. It's not your world, you're nobody, nothing. You're a powerful nobody and nothing. You're a nobody who runs and who's the strongest thing in the world to do the bidding of your master, to serve Hashem. V'alkein Yisro she'omar l'moyshe va'ato sechazer, and therefore Yisro, who was the one who said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you will look at the people and you will distribute authority to them. Shaydeze nimshach b'chinas tchias ha-meisim, through that look, Moshe Rabbeinu would draw tchias ha-meisim, shehu b'chinas v'rabim miyeshenei admas ofor yokitzu soifei tevois Yisroi. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, he says, take a look at this. The pasuk in the Torah which tells us that many of those who are lying in the dirt will wake up, referring to Tchias HaMesim, that pasuk, the last letters of that pasuk spell the word Yisroi. Kamo Shekosuv Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Because Yisroi was the one who told Moshe Rabbeinu about this Tchias HaMesim, about this humility, about that Moshe Rabbeinu has the power with his eyes to distribute Gedula, which is Anava, to Klal Yisroel. Gedula, which is Shiflus, as we learned earlier. Alkein hoyonikra b'shem Yisroi. And this is why he was called Yisroi. Ki zocho l'sakein b'chinas Yeser. Because he corrected the left side, the sitrachra, the klipois, which are called maisrois, excessive. Remember we said before, Yeser oisei b'gaiva. He corrected the Yeser, shubchinas maisrois, shubchinas Yeser oisei gaiva kanal. Ki zocho l'sakein zois, how did he correct it? Al yedei sheyosar sheyiter parsha achas batoira. By adding an additional parsha to the Torah. The Gemara says that Yisro actually added this parsha, va'ata sechse, begins vayomer Yisro. Yisro said, look at this. This guy who worshipped every idol in the world, he was the ultimate in idol worship. He said, God l'Hashem mikol ho'elikim, he knew all of them. He had the privilege of adding a parsha to the Torah. And his name is Yisroi. Why? because where he comes from is the place of Yeser, Moisrois. He's coming from there. And he was zocher to turn that around. That instead of this excessive of the Sitra Achra, he accessed the Kedusha. He added something to the Kedusha. We have Toiras Moshe, and Yisroi added to that. That's how he rectified the Moisrois. Shehu vi'ato sechze, which is this parsha vi'ato sechze, shaydeze ikar tchias hameisim. And we said that when you make the tikkun for the Moisrois, how do you make the tikkun for the Moisrois? By getting rid of the garbage psoiles and saving, hold, by differentiating between gaiva of the sitrach, gedula of the sitrachra, versus gedula of holiness, right? The gedula of the sitrachra you get rid of, psoiles. But the gedula of kedusha you hold on to. Because, and that's how you zeichet at Tchias HaMeisim, because Tchias HaMeisim is going to be the humility, which is the gedula. Remember, b'mokim shatamayt se gedula soy shematamayt san v'sanusoy bechinas v'rabim meyeshenei atmasof riyakitzu soyfetei v'sisroy. And that's why this pasuk, which speaks about Tchias HaMeisim, we have Yisroy in it, because Yisroy is the example of one who was coming from the ultimate in excesses, the ultimate garbage can, sanitation dump, the Avodah Zarah, all the different idols. And he came from there, from Moisrois, and he turned it around. He did the exact opposite. Instead of choosing the Moisrois of the Sitra Achra, he was zeichet to be Mosir onto the Torah. He was zeichet to add an additional, to contribute a new parsha to the Torah, which is this paragraph of Va'ata Serze. V'zeh b'chinas birkas elokai neshama. And this is the bracha of Elokai Neshama, Shemis Saimim Hamachzir Neshamois Levgore Mesim, where we conclude with the words Hashem who restores the soul to the dead bodies. Shemavorchen al Hisoirus Hashena. We make that bracha about the fact that we woke up from our sleep. Shehu Bechinas Tchias HaMeisim, which is a form of Tchias HaMeisim. Paragraph Yutes. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to the next bracha. We make a bracha that Hashem has given bina, understanding, to the sechvi. Sechvi can mean either the fool, or sechvi can mean like to the rooster, to wake up, to differentiate between day and night. Ki laila sitra demoisa shalta, because during the night time, the Sitra Achra is ruling. Darkness is prevalent. Shenimshach michet Adam Rishon, which resulted from the sin of Adam Rishon, mipegam huanova, from a defectiveness, a lack of humility. Remember that, what did the snake offer? You eat from this tree, you're going to be big, and they went for it. Va'oyer yoim zebechinas his oirus hashena, whereas daylight represents waking up from sleep. Bechinas tchias hameisim, the dead coming back to life. Shenichye ho anova vashiflus kanal, which we said means restoring the humility, right? Life is anova. Aval tzrichin havchona gedoyla. But look what it says. Look what we're saying in the bracha. This requires tremendous ability to differentiate, to distinguish. Shelo yite ben yoim lalayla. Not to get confused between day and night. Not to reverse the truth. That's what the Satan does. The Satan takes drugs, you know, destructive, super destructive things, and makes it look like this is life. This isn't life, it's death. There are people who take a cigarette, lights up, ah. And what's that ah? That ah is now he's living. And it says right on the packet in big, 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 bold letters, this thing kills you and kills people around you. How could the guy give that ah? How could the guy do that ah? The answer is, we're in an olam ha-sheker. This is the sheker. The sheker is that this angel can take death and make death look like life. And he can take life, Torah, mit, and make it look mamish like death. Kitzrichin lishma, they have that joke that the cemetery is a place where people are dying to get in. They're dying to get in. All the people, again, with the drugs and the cigarette, all the different things, all the excessive, compulsive, v'chula v'chula. Ki tzrichin lishmer es atzmoy me'anova psula. Because a Jew has to guard himself from that false humility, phony humility. Shiloyi Otzel, that humility is not lazy. Humility is not, if anybody else can do it, then let them do it. Well, you know, our way, if there's, you know, that there's a time and a place for everything. V'chein lehefech, and so to the opposite. Lefomim nimtza echot shemestorer umizgate lesatzmei al Yisrael. Sometimes you have a person who's ruling and he's taking over a leadership position over Klal Yisrael. V'oimer shekavanosei l'shamayim. He says that he's doing this for Hashem. He's doing this for the people. U'be'emes hunilkat begeus. And it's not true. It's not true. His real intentions are not for Hashem. His real intentions are for him or his family, that kind of thing. Alkein tzrichin havchona. This is why this requires tremendous, tremendous ability to distinguish, to differentiate. Lahavchin bein yoim lelaila, to differentiate between day and night, bein or lechoshech, light and darkness, bein moves lechaim, death and life. Leida eich lehisnaig bo zebemes, to know how to really conduct myself with this. When should I jump to be first? When should I stay in the back? When should I offer my services? When should I not? When should I take a leading position? When should I avoid? Ukemayshomer Atmor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes that over there at the end of the chapter in the Ketuban, Shetzrichin Levakesh Harbe Hashem Yisporach Alzeh, that a Jew has to allocate a major part of his tefillah for this topic. Because this is one of the most critical things in Yiddishkeit. Gaiva can knock you out of the box. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Toyavas Hashem kol gvalev," that Hashem despises all kinds of arrogance. The Mefarshim say, "Afilu b'toyra utfila," even in Yiddishkeit. It's not a heter. No. It's Torah, so it's okay. It's Yiddishkeit. It's for. No, gaiva is poison. Poison. It's super. Keep back 2,000 miles, not 2,000 feet. And anova. If the Gemara says anova gedoyla mikulam, that this is the biggest, best thing that a person could possibly acquire in life, is true humility. So if this is so important, it's worth allocating a major part of our efforts to know what it is, to know what guy, to learn what it's about, and especially to beg Hashem, Hashem, save me, save me. I'm in an olam hasheker, it's topsy-turvy. This angel, I know he's good at what he does, and I know he's going to make gaiva look like he's going to fool me. He's going to make me think I'm being humble when I'm really, it's really arrogance what I'm doing. And he's going to make me think I'm being arrogant when, and therefore open my eyes. Hashem, give me clarity. Give me emes. Give me truth. And when I look at people, when I see somebody and people say, oh, he's a big tzaddik. I met this guy who's a big tzaddik. How big? 600 pounds? 12 feet? People use those words so loosely. Big tzaddik, little tzaddik. And sometimes people are very quick to think that they're capable of judging, they're capable of knowing who's humble, who's not. Here we see that it's tricky. Here we see that the two goats are identical. You look at them, you can't tell them apart. You can't tell them apart just with your eyes and your brains. It's only with a lot of tefillah. Persons that really expend a lot of tefillah begging Hashem, show me who are the true tzaddikim and who are the less true. He says there are people who take leadership positions, authority, and they're not, and it seems, or they claim they're doing it for Hashem, l'shem shamayim, and it's not. So a person really needs tremendous assistance from Hashem on this to be zeichet to the emes. Paragraph Chof, v'alkein, koirach, shepogam begeus, and therefore koirach, who messed up in this area big time, he fell into gaiva, ki kol machloikis shaloi al Moshe v'Aaron hoyo rak al yedei goydel geyusoi, because his whole opposition to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron HaKohen was based on his great arrogance, his desire for respect for him, nothing for Hashem. Shehiskanei begedulas Aaron ubenesiyas alitzofon. He became jealous of Aaron HaKohen's leadership position and Elitzofon, his nephew, when he was appointed. Alkein Omar Loi Moshe, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, look what he says, Boiker, in the morning, Ve'yoida Hashem es Ashaloi, Hashem will let it be known who's right and who's wrong. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, Givulois Cholak HaKodesh Baruch Hu Boilomoi, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hashem has established boundaries in the world. Yecholim atem lapoich erev levoiker. Can you guys change night into day, night into morning? Hainu shomar loy Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Korach, sheroitze lahafoich erev levoiker. What you're trying to do is call a spade a tangerine. You're not calling a spade. You're trying to take darkness and call it light, make it light. Ki be'emes kol machlekusay hu rak geyus. Because this whole machlekus is all gaiva. Avol Korach omar shekavanosei l'shamayim. Whereas Korach presented himself, he said to the Jews, everybody was Har Sinai. This certainly isn't what Hashem wants, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Kohen should have a monopoly on everything. Ki hofach ho'emes, he twisted, he turned the truth upside down. Ve'omar shemekanei kinas Hashem tzvokos, kemavura b'parsha. He said over there that he's taking up Hashem's kavod. As he said, she'omar, he said, ki kol ho'edo kedoshim u'besoichom Hashem. All the people here are holy and Hashem is with them. Umadua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Why are you, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Kohen, going against the Kahal Hashem, going against the people and Hashem who's with them? Ki'ilu hu mekanei b'shvil Yisrael am kodesh. As if he's the defender of the holy Jewish nation. Ve'enoi choshish al kvoy, that's my klal. He's not thinking about himself at all. Adarabba Omar. Just the opposite. Adarab Omar, he said the opposite. Shemoyshe v'aroin heim gavsonim chashom. They're the balei gaiva. V'chafetzim bekovoid v'hisnasus. They're the ones who want kovod and who want to be on top of everybody. Kamoyshe kosev. As Korach said, umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. Why are you guys standing on top of us like this? Why are you lording yourselves over us? Al kein Omar loy Moshe. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, boiker. V'yoyda Hashem. In the morning, Hashem will let it be known. Hainu shebedivrei kozov shelachem, she'atom roitzim l'ramo yises Yisrael. With your false words, that you're trying to fool the Jewish people, atem roitzim lafoich erev levoiker. You're trying to turn night into day. V'zeu shepirush Rashi shem, that's why Rashi HaKodesh says there, shekemoy shehivdil Hashem, bein or l'choshech, just like Hashem separated and differentiated between light and darkness, Cain vayavdel Hashem lahakdishoy. Hashem chose Aaron HaKohen. Hashem separated Aaron HaKohen from the rest of the Jewish people to declare him holy. Ki kedushas Aaron nimshach me'anova amitius. Because the holiness of Aaron HaKohen comes from true humility. Shehu b'chinas v'roacha v'samach b'lipo yukanal. Remember we showed earlier that Aaron HaKohen was the ultimate in humility. He was the older brother. He was in charge of the Jewish people for years and years while Moshe Rabbeinu was vacationing in Midian and all the other, in Cush. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu shows up on the scene, Hashem says, watch your brother, watch your big brother. V'roacha, he's going to see you. The somach baliboy, he's going to be totally happy for you in his heart, not just outside. Sheze bechinas havdola bein or lechoshech bein movas lechaim. This is the concept of being able to differentiate between light and darkness, between death and life. Ki anova amitis hu bechinas chaim, because true humility is life. Bechinas his oirus hashena, waking up from sleep, which is what we do in the morning. Shehu bechinas or yoim. That's the light of day. And now Rav Nosenthal is going to go into more clarification on this topic. Interesting that we're learning this right before the yard site of Rav Nosenthal. Today is Ches Teves, Tuesday. On Thursday is going to be Asara B'Teves, the yard site of Rav Nosenthal. And those that read about him and learned about him, he was the most incredible example, a dugma, if there was anybody we would want to learn from, in his humility, to see the Azus Dikdusha, how much he ran, how much he did everything that needed to be done to serve Rabbeinu Zal, to publish this forum, to build the shul, everything. He was the guy. And at the same time, you read his letters and you read his attitude, how he speaks to his Talmidim and everything, always presenting himself like one of many, like never trying to do whatever was humanly possible not to be bullied, not to stick out, we are doing this. We need to do tshuva. Never taking himself out of the crowd in any improper kind of way. S'chuso Yagon Aleinu.